During the 19th day of Ramadan, 1443 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 20th day of April, 2022 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniyya Brotherhood in conjunction with Tijaniyya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zaria chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus, continues from the 55th ayah of Surah Yasin. Sayyidi Ali Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran for us, while our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Al-Kemeh, will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح المعروف والخاتم لما سبق ناصر لك الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون أن تبارك وتعالى He was telling us about how the day of judgment will be when people are going to finally leave this world, how they will all be caused to die by the first blow of trumpet, how by the second blow of trumpet everybody is going to stand up and everybody will go to come to paradise. And it's now telling us what is going to happen in paradise. The Prophet said, when everybody is going to come out of the grave, I will be the first to come out of the grave. If I come out, I will call Abu Bakr, I will call Sayyidina Umar, I will go to Bakiya and call people of Ahl Bakiya. Here, when it is time for everybody to come out of his grave, Allah will ask Jibreel alayhi salam for them to go and take the dress of the Prophet from paradise and send it to him. The angels will take the dress, they will come to the earth. Everywhere on earth, like we said, will now be forest with fruits, everything inside. They wouldn't know where the grave of the Prophet is. They will have to go back to India. Gabriel, you are the one who knows the earth, who comes every time. You know where it is. Then he will come, show them. The Prophet will wear his dress. When he comes out, he said, as I come out, that blast that made everybody to come out, I will come out as, and I see Moses standing. I don't know. Is it that the blast never affected him, or because of that blast of the mountain that affected him, the day he wanted to see Allah? Rabbi anzur Rabbi arini anzur ilayka. قال إنك لن تريني ولكن انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تريني. فلما تجلى الجبل جعله دكا. See, I don't know what it is, that blast, that because of that he did not, this blast did not affect him. I was seeing him standing. I don't know, is it that he was there before me, I was there before him. But the Prophet is the first. Because in another place he said, I will be the first to rise and nobody will enter paradise before me. I will go and I will ask paradise to be opened. Then it will be asked, who is he? And it will be told to them, it's Muhammad. He said, it is you who are told, nobody will enter the paradise before you. Prophet ﷺ will enter the paradise. When the Prophet ﷺ entered the paradise, here, all those that will not go to Hisab, there are those who will not go to Hisab.
they will be under the shield of Allah. When the judgment is going on, they too enter paradise. All these people, there are people that will not even know that hisab was done, recording was done. That's, they are the ones who Rasulullah SAW was saying. There are people that on day of judgment will be under the shade of Allah when there is no shade but the shade of Allah. Among them, children that grew up in ibadah did not leave it again until they grew up and they become old in it. Among it, two people that love each other because of Allah, it is not that they are related by blood. It's not that anything concerns them, only that it's because of Allah and what they meet. They love each other because of that. And in it again is somebody in the night, he alone, thinking of himself and Allah, reciting Quran, or doing one thing that has to do with remembering Allah. Out of fear, his eyes swell up to tears and he was weeping.
Allah.
Another of it is somebody that meets with a woman so beautiful that there's no way any person can resist such a woman. The woman would ask him and he said, I'm afraid of Allah to touch you. There are people like that, but on the day of judgment, nothing will touch them, they will enter paradise. At this moment, those that are people that will not enter paradise immediately, that have been people of sin, that is coming in front, because of their grave sins, they can't enter paradise. Because these sins that you see, anytime you sin, particularly the capital sins, it makes your body to smell. There are people today, even in this world today, if you commit any of the capital sins, you come to them, they can perceive the smell.
Allah.
Even today, let alone on their judgment. There are people that immediately you commit something like fornication, if you come to them, you are smelling, they are perceiving the smell. It's not, they don't need anybody to tell them. Some, if you have invented lies, they are perceiving it. If you have stolen, they are perceiving it. Some, they can see it, not just perceiving it. Like Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, somebody will come to him. The person did not commit zinafa. All he did was to be using his eyes to be looking at what is haram. And Sayyidina Usman will see it in his eyes. So why would one of you be entering somebody with all his eyes engaged in evil work? There are some that your mere ablution, if they look at it, they can tell you all that you have done in sin that day. So all these people, you can't enter paradise and you are smelly. You can't enter paradise and your face is full of evil. It has to be taken away. Even if the person is, I haven't lied, I haven't done. So people like that do not enter paradise immediately. These ones that have entered paradise, they advance and immediately now Allah is telling us, Inna ashabal jannati yawma fi shughulin faakihun. These ones, the companions of paradise, that day, fi shughulin, they are busy. Busy, faakihun. They are busy enjoying themselves, taking their wives. Their wives have completely been changed back. Because when people in this world, they have their wives. Their wives will get old. They will not be able to get attraction like they used to get attraction to have. Some out of the old age, most of the time, their sweat is smelling. The same thing with the men. But if they have patience with each other, it's going to be passed to them. Let them just concentrate on doing their work and having mercy with each other. By the time they get to Allah, all these things will go. Urban atbaba li ashabi al-yamin. Allah will change all of them to be young men and young women, and as they enter paradise, they are enjoying it with other women that will be given to the men there. They are inside it. These people that have committed sins, they will be there doing hisab. Some are not able to cross the sirat and they go into hell. This is how it will be. So Allah is telling us of those that enter paradise first, what is happening to them? Inna ashab al jannati yawma fi shughulin faakihun.
هم وأزواج في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون.
هم وأزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون. هم they themselves they will be in paradise. وأزواجهم and so is their wife. في ظلال they will be under a particular shade that has a different enjoyment from ordinary shit. Al araiki recline in couches. Muttakiun, Allah raiki muttakiun in couch, reclined, they will be enjoying. Allah did not say sitting down, Allah did not say standing up, because most of the time in this world, when you stand up, you are standing up to do work. When you sit down, you are sitting down to eat or to do something. But when you recline, everybody knows that you have nothing on you. So Allah is saying, Allah raiki muttakiun. That's why you find that فَأَصَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ وَأَصَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ مَا أَصَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ. These are the people. أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ سُلَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ عَلَىٰ سُرُرٍ مَّوْضُونَةٍ مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا مُتَقَابِلِينَ يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُّخَلَّدُونَ بِأَكْوَابٍ وَأَبَارِقَ وَكَأْسٍ مِّن مَّعِينٍ لَا يَصَدَّعُونَ عَنْهَا وَلَا يُنزَفُونَ وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِّمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ وَلَا مِطَيْرٍ ما يشتهون ظهور عين كأمثال الظهور المكنون جزاء ما كانوا يعملون لا يسمعون فيها أساسا ولا تأثيما إلا كينا سلاما سلاما. So in paradise, those that enter first, they will be so busy, you see them enjoying themselves, that those that have not entered, anyone that comes close and they see it is so painful that they have committed all these things when they are in the world. That's not allowing them to enter.
لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون.
لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم فيها ما يدعون. In paradise, لهم فيها فاكهة, they have all sorts of fruit that they are taking. ولهم ما يدعون. And there, whatever they wish, they will also get. Here, Allah is mentioning fruits. Because in most cases, people don't take fruit because they are hungry. They take it because they want to enjoy. In paradise, you don't take food because you are hungry. Anything you are taking is because you want to enjoy. So Allah is mentioning specifically fruits here, because in this world, it's what we know that people take when you want to enjoy your taste, not just because you are hungry. If you are hungry, you don't say, buy food for me, I'm hungry. Here again, all these people, they are there. Lahum fiha fakihatun. Then Allah said, walahum ma yad'un. And there, whatever they request, they will get it. Somebody had paradise was being described with all the kind of enjoyment, all the kind of food. Then he asked. He said, ah, madam, said yes. There is no fura and no in paradise. All the things that they mentioned, no fura there. Whatever he wished to take, there it will be there. وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةٍ قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ. It will just be like what you used to take in the world, but you now know the difference. The taste is not the same taste. A sick person taking fruit is not like a healthy person taking fruit. They are different. The Prophet Muhammad said, inside paradise, فِيهَا مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٌ قَطْ. In it, whatever any person will describe of paradise to you, what you see there, that day the eyes has never seen.
Allah.
No matter what you hear of paradise, what you see that day, what you hear that day here, is it in sweet talk, in music, in whatever it is, the ears have never heard. Whatever has entered your mind out of description of how beautiful paradise is, that day, know that when you see it, whatever will enter your mind, it has never entered your mind before. That's how paradise is. So may Allah make all of us to enter paradise. So jaza'an bima kanu ya'malun. All this Allah is in Arabic, they said, because of the work they used to do. Kanu qalilan min al-layli ma yahja'un. People that enter paradise first, they are not small people. Most of them in the night, they didn't used to bother about their bed. They stand up for Allah. So let everybody stand up for Allah.
سلام قولا من رب الرحيم.
سلام قولا من رب الرحيم. They are busy enjoying themselves. Everybody is so busy with what he is seeing and enjoying. It's not something he has ever seen. Consider, you take somebody who has never traveled outside and seen tall buildings, skyscrapers, people are being served. You are in an escalator, Everything you want is just coming to your table. When they see it, they forget about whoever is close to them. All they are looking at is, what is this? Everything is in bewilderment. As there is that bewilderment, then they will hear there is a change in parents. What is it? He said, Allah is talking to them. Everybody will also forget about everything that they are enjoying. They will hear Salam, Qawla min Rabbi Rahim. It is then Allah will say Salam. This is peace from Allah. What this peace that He wanted us in this world today is also the peace He's asking us. This peace, Inna Dina Indallah Islam, the religion with Allah is peaceful submission. Surrender to Allah. Allah told the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that the day he went to Israel, he said, why is it the children of Adam? I did not ask them to worship me tomorrow. Is this today they are in? I ask them to worship him. But they are asking me to give them what they will eat tomorrow. Let them just concentrate on today. I did not give their food to any other person to hold for them. Their food is, I gave it to them. Why would they take my worship and give it to somebody else? Allah is asking all this. This world, two things is most important to you. What is it? The beginning of Salah and the end of Salah. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz said, if everybody will hold strongly to the beginning of this Salah Farida, this Farida Salat, and to the end of it, and work with it, he said, it's enough for everybody in this world. What is the beginning of Salah? Takbirat Ihram. Allahu Akbar. This Allahu Akbar that makes it haram for you to bring anything other than Allah in your life. You don't see anything other than Allah that is influencing anything in this world. When you just say Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater. Whatever it is, Allah is greater than nothing. That's how you see the whole world. If there are creations inside it, that they come to you, these creations, they are in two parts. Some that are beautiful to Allah, beautiful to you, nice to you. The others that are not beautiful to God, and they are bad to you. That the person who adu you, adu akumu, awliya. Because whoever is an enemy of Allah is your enemy. Even if you don't know, he's your enemy. Whoever is close to Allah is not your enemy, even if he appears to be your enemy. So these are two people. The ones that are close to Allah and the ones that are enemies of Allah. When he finishes, he is in front of Allah, he is praying to Allah, he is making his salat. When he finishes his salat, what does he say? How does he come out of the salat? As-salamu alaykum. To the right, as-salamu alaykum to the left. To those of you that are close to God, you are righteous, you are good, what is coming from you is good. As-salamu alaykum, I will live in peace with you, I surrender to Allah. Those of you that are evil, you are all you know is committing evil, is doing bad, you hate people, you do this, I surrender to Allah. Assalamu alaikum. Surrender to Allah. Qadar is from Allah. Whatever you see, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So that's why when you hear that again, it's as if the way they used to hear it in the world. Salam, qawlan min rabbi rahim. That's why in Israel, when the Miraj, when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got to Sidrat al-Muntaha and he cannot go up. Why? Because he was coming all the way with Angel Gabriel. When he now saw Angel Gabriel sitting down, he said, Angel Gabriel, what's happening? He said, I've not come to my destination, but you are sitting down. He said, وَمَا مِنَّا إِلَّا لَهُ مَقَامٌ مَعْلُومٌ. There is none of us that has not got a place that is known to be his limit. Since I've been created, this is my limit. I've never passed here. You go. So how? Call unto Allah. How will he call unto Allah? At-tahiyyatu lillah. Az-zakiyyatu lillah. At-tayyibatu salawatu lillah. As he was praising Allah like this. All riches, whatever it is for Allah. All meekness. All purification, like this, everything is for Allah. All sweet words that can be used is surely be used for Allah. Then Allah says, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu Peace unto you, O universe master. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then, As-salamu alayhi. Quickly, the Prophet said, him and his ummati. Maybe the Prophet comes out of the grave, the first thing he said, ummati, 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 when everybody said, nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. As-salamu alayhi. And peace to all of us. Wa ala ibadillahi salim and all his righteous servants. That's why it is brought back to us here. Anytime we go to Salah, we go to the, it is true that we go to the front of Allah. If we can't see him, know that he's seeing us. But we should try to see him. Try worship Allah as if you are seeing him. If you are not able to see him, know that he's seeing you. Allah, the hurt people of paradise, whatever they were enjoying, nearly hear that word Salah. The whole paradise will sound one kind, and all of them will feel a particular enjoyment. They forget about what they are in. Only this salam that Allah has chosen. Qawlan is a statement, from Rabbi Rahim. Not from anybody, from a Lord Rahim that is merciful. Which, this Lord here, he used the word Rab, the one that educates. That's why whenever you are educating, you have to educate with compassion. May Rabbi Rahim, you have to educate with compassion. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin ar-Rahman. Anytime you are educating, Rabb is the word that is used in educating people. That's why the owner of the house is called Rabbul Bayt, Rabbul Manzil. He should educate his home. He's not just a father in the house. No, it's Rabb, the one that should say, ah, no, put this one here. Put that one there. No, this is the time you come out to pray. This time, everybody should go and sleep. At that time, that this was still cool, there was no problem. After Ishai, he asked all his people to go into the house. He will lock the door and take the key himself and put it under his bed. Don't stay in your house and you are not an educator. What is the use? And don't be an educator in your house and you have no compassion. Everything, beating. Everything, abusing, everything, shouting. Educate your wife, educate your children, educate your household, even your servants in the house, with compassion. Because that's how Allah treats us in this world. And on the day of judgment, it is only those that are obedient to Allah. That's why Rahman is in this world, Rahimiyah is in the hereafter. Salam, Qawlan, Min Rabbin Rahim. From an educator that is so merciful and compassionate.
وامتاز اليوم أيها المجرمون.
وامتاز اليوم أيها المجرمون. When everybody came out of the grave, came out, almost everybody is naked, apart from the prophet and some special people like some of the prophets. Both those that believe in Allah and those that don't believe in Allah, both the Muslims that are obedient to Allah and the Muslims that are disobedient to Allah, both the Muslims that are always trying to do things right and those that are always in crime, all of them are together. As they are together, the Muslims are afraid. They say, we have been called by Allah. But they are thinking that they will not be with them, are with them. It is here that before they go to the Sirat, Allah says, one thousand yama is the moon. Those of you that are in crime, separate yourself. Because there is no way they can climb, they can go on the Sirat. Then immediately they are separated. Then the people of Allah will look, Alhamdulillah, there is Najena. They are thankful for Allah that has saved them from these people that are oppressive to themselves, oppressive to others. This is where Allah is saying now, all of you that are committing, separate yourself. Nobody will tell them because they are smelling. They will separate themselves. Then they are not able to cross the Sirat. They will enter hell. As they are in hell, these ones are in paradise. The people that entered early. Inna ashabal Jannah Fiyama which will be back to him. They did not even remember they have anybody that did not enter paradise. A person whose mother is in paradise is in hell, he doesn't remember it. A person whose spouse is in hell, he doesn't remember. He is so busy with the enjoyment, he doesn't remember. Don't you see sometimes they bring something for you, it is so sweet. You are taking, you forget that you have children, until after you have taken 2-3 times before you remember, where are you? Come and take. At the end of it, they forget. Only the prophet will remember. And he said, my people, I've not seen some of them. They are in hell. Prophet will go there. Maybe he enters hell, it will come down. The fire will die. He will take some of them and bring them to Allah for intercession. Then they will be interceded. As they intercede, people that have that are, can have the possibility to intercede for others, if, when they see that those who are coming, then they will realize that they have people that are not yet here. Later they will go, they will ask for intercession, they will be interceded. For those that are entering paradise now, immediately they enter, they will see people are turning away from them. Smelly. Why? They said some of the sins are still in them. They have to be taken to what they call Narul Hayat, river of life. They are washed of this sin, of this smell. Then they are like every other person entering paradise. Then they come and enter paradise. Somebody will still be in hell. The Prophet said, I will know my people in hell when I see them. They said, how? He said, by their patches where they used to be ablution. Everywhere that water used to touch in ablution would be bright. Even in hell. The legs, the face, the hand. Said, it's very easy for me to locate them. Then one person will still be left there because of his heinous crime. That's the last person that will leave hell. That one will be crawling, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. Nobody's even ready to intercede for me. What of you, Allah? Okay, just take me out of paradise, out of my hell. Just take me out. Allah said, after this, you don't ask for anything? He said, no, Allah. But what will I ask for after that? Okay, come out of paradise. Out of hell. Immediately he came out of hell and is by the door of hell. He will stay there for some time. Still in the heat. For some time. Allah, this place is too hot. It's not in hell, but it's too hot. Take me away from it. Did you not promise that you not ask for something else? You son of Adam. Then, okay, he will take him outside hell, to where there is no heat. Then he will see people in paradise. Enjoy. He will stay like that. After some time, Allah, Allah, you are the one. Who would I call? Take me to the gate of paradise. This breeze can enter me. He said, son of Adam, you will never make promise and you will fulfill it. You have to break it. Alam ahadi laikum ya bani Adam. This is going to come. Okay. Then he said, the Prophet himself was smiling. He was taken to the front of paradise. He said, after some time, Allah, only entering is remained. Enter me. And he entered into paradise. The Prophet said, he is the last person to enter paradise. When he enters paradise, nothing will happen again. Then hell will realize that it is not yet full. Then Allah will ask hell, Halim Tala'at, are you filled up? Allah said, the hell will answer, do you have more to enter? Then they will fill it with all the stones in the world of the fire. Halim Tala'at, Halim Mazid, and all the firewood, all the stones, everything will enter. He will still be asking Allah, is there any increase? Then Allah will now put his foot on it.
Allah.
Then quickly, there is a cut, cut, cut. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Allah. So this hand we are talking about for Wukuduha Nasu, one hijarata. The fire wood is human beings and stones. Allah said, I prepared Al-Jannah for my servants and prepared hell for my those that are against me. Jannat, who is that? Then Annar, who is that visiting for you? Let them not go and sin, and they will end up in hell. Just like I don't ask them of the work of tomorrow, they shouldn't ask, be bothered about the sustenance of tomorrow, Allah will give them. Just I didn't put their sustenance in the hand of somebody else, they shouldn't take my worship and go and give it to somebody else. Just like I prepared paradise for them, they should not go and disobey me, and they will have to end up in hell first. So that's why Allah is saying this day, before this we will never die, they will all have to be separated. But Thursday, my husband, all of you that are offenders, inordinate offenders, they don't cease to make istighfar. Anytime you offend, make istighfar. There is no work you will do that can be perfect before God. No work. No work. Whether it's your salah, whether it's your fasting, whether it's your zakah, whether it's your hajj. That's why you have to always make it istighfar. That's why you find Allah always, whenever he's talking, he said, Ghafoorun Rahim, Ghafoorun Rahim. He forgives the lapses in your work, and he, with compassion, he will enter into paradise. Nobody will enter paradise because of his work. It's because of the compassion of Allah. So these evils are once separated until that evil work is burnt out of them before they can enter paradise.
ألم أعد إليكم يا بني آدم ألا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين
ألم أعد إليكم يا بني آدم ألا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين Allah will ask don't look at it that people are entering hell. That where Allah that says his compassion, where is his compassion? Allah is asking, these children of Adam, look at you, all of you here that are in hell. Allah, ahad ilaykum ya bani Adam. You, the children of Adam, did I not take covenant with you? Allah ta'budu shaytana, that you should not worship Satan. Innahu lakum aduwwun mubin, that to you he's an arch enemy. In one place, he told the children of Adam, "Inna shaytana kana lakum aduwwun fattakhidhuhu aduwwa." Satan is your arch enemy. Take him as an enemy. Here, he is calling mankind with the name of their father. So they know their father was in paradise, but Satan removed him. Are you a bastard? Somebody that does not like your father, and he's the one you are going to meet for assistance. No matter how hungry you are, will you go to your father's enemy to ask him for assistance? No matter how hungry you are, this person does not like your father. He made your father to fail. Maybe he removed him from government. Maybe he removed him from kingdom. You know. No matter what he has, will you go and make him your friend that is giving you food to eat? You don't do that. All this, Allah is telling us. Adam was in paradise. Allah asked him, you and your wife, don't come close to this tree, then you'll be among the ones that are present. It is Satan that lured them to eat out of this tree, and suddenly they lost their glory. Then this Satan came and made a promise. لَا تِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِهِمْ فَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. That he would always go to them from their front, from their back, from their right, from their left. They will never be able to be among those that are grateful to God. And you have a problem, you can't wait for God to help you. You run to Satan to come and help you. Why will we not put to Satan like this? Lam jahannama minal jinnati wan nas ajma'in. Allah has promised those that go with Satan will go with him to hell. But you, the Muslim, don't escort Satan. If you escort Satan, you also escort him to hell before you come to paradise. Because there are Muslims, they are not worshipping Satan, but they escort people of Satan. Your friend is doing something, an evil.
No, he's my friend. That's why I have to go to him. I have to escort him. And Dave David, he also escort him. No, but you're not a slave of anybody but Allah. Don't escort people to go and do evil. No, you see, today, the way this government is, everybody, there is no way you can say you're not going to take eat a corrupt money. If not, they will deal with you. Okay, you escort them. In that day, you also escort them. Some people in government will enter, will take money, they will end up with billions, they will come back. They regret it. What do I do? Let me build mosque. They build this mosque. They build that mosque. Let they empower this one. They empower that one. They empower that one. They continue to do good work. On day of judgment, it will only reduce from their problem. It will not solve their problem. Because they will come. They will weigh their work. All this mosque they build is good work. Look at it. All these people they empower is good work. Look at it. All this sadaqah they did is good work. Look at it. They will see so hills and hills of good work. Then, the money of the government they took, they did not take it from one person, they took it from the government. So every inhabitant of the country at that time has a share in it. Everybody is coming to request for his own. They will be taking from your good work and be paying them. From your good work and be paying them. From your good work and be paying them. By the time they finish with all this your good work, some people are still coming. You have no good work to give. They will take from their evil work and give to you. From their evil work and pay to you. But from their debt and they give you now you have more debt. By the time they finish, you are back to heal of evil work. You will still go to hell. You will not stay as long as those that did not do any good work at all. So people will say, these people that we say they are going to hell, there are some people there, they are not Muslims. They have done very good work in their life. They are known to be very good. They are known to all the things they do. Will they also go to hell? We ask them, when they are doing all those good work, who are they doing to? Innama al-a'mal binniyat. Are they doing it for Allah? You can't be doing work for Allah when you don't believe in Allah. You cannot say Allah has a child. That child is your God. It's when you are doing it for one day, you can pay, you can pay, you can pay. And that's why people like that in this world, you find they live a good life, they are hardly sick, Allah will make them to enjoy, because they say they are doing it for Allah. But they are directed to somebody who is not Allah. So Allah will make sure that He also directs their reward to this world for them to enjoy it. In their judgment, they do not call Allah, they don't even know Allah. There is no payment for them. No matter how good a person is, if you are not doing your ibadah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَبَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Who is worse than the one that take what his father has bequeathed to him and take it to the enemy of his father? Your father trained you. He took you to school. You became a degree holder. After that, you became a big person. But you went to meet with the enemy of your father because you want to have a position in government. Are you poor? Then you are that your enemy. How can your father be happy that you are with his enemy? Let alone Allah. That's why anybody that did not worship Allah sincerely is among the worst of people in this world. Because he has offended infinity. So the crime that goes is an infinite crime. No matter how much good he does, that good is finite. If you take infinity, minus infinity, for example, and you add billion, billion, billion to the end of the world to it, what do you still have? Minus infinity. If you take plus infinity, and you subtract billion, billion, billion from it, what do you still have? Plus infinity. Let everybody hold to Allah and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is infinite. Any other thing is finite. One tells me, my humble servant, Allah Mahdi Lekum, Ya Bani Adam, Allah Ta'ala Shaitana, Innahu Lakum Adun Mubin. Satan is a clear enemy to you. You don't need anybody to tell you that this is the fact of Satan.
وَيُعْبُدُونِي هَذَا سِرَاطٌ
yahduni hadha siratun mustaqim. Allah said, and my covenant with you is that you will worship me, and that is the straight path to me. وَيَدْخَلُ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ ۖ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. All of us before coming to this world, Allah took covenant from us. Am I not your Lord? Am I not your Allah? He said, Allah is my Allah. You came to this world, he said, no. Okay, let me go here and take some cover. Where is Allah when you are going to get somebody else? Was Allah said, فَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهَ وَإِذَا اسْتَأْنْتَ فَاسْتَعِينِ بِاللَّهِ فَإِذَا فَرَجْتَ فَاصْبِرْ وَإِذَا رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. No matter what you are, when you finish, you want to get something, go to Allah to ask for it. Allah gives you things through what you are seeing as your reasoning. You want to eat, Allah, it is food you have to take. You are not in need of food to be satisfied. You want something, it's food that will give you. Ask Allah before asking those people. And don't believe those people are going to give you. And if those people finally assist you, thank them and thank Allah. Just like Allah said, Anishkur me, Bali walidika, ilayya nasir. You are coming to this world, Allah brought you to this world, but He brought you through a means. So this means Allah is not saying that, do away with it. But don't take the means as all in itself. That's why Allah is saying that the biggest means that you have in this world are your parents. Because your existence, they were the means that brought you into existence. Even then, when Jaadaka Allah Shirka be Maris Lakabi Imun, Farati Human. Even then, if they were to ask you to worship other than Allah, don't follow them in that part. So this is it. Wa'aduduni Hala Salatu Mustaqim. What is this ibadah? Allah said, why are you doing it? What is ibadah? Ibadah, anything that comes from your thoughts, from your mind, from your sight, from your hearing, and from your utterance, every second, every moment for the whole of your life is ibadah. And this ibadah, they are in two. تعظيم ذات الله جل جلاله وإصلاح ذات بين. One of it is you have to dignify the presence of Allah as much as you can. Just like the angel said, وَنَعْمُ سَبِّيُّ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. تسبيح تقديس تكبيرات تهليلات. Worship Allah like you enter the mosque, you are worshiping Allah, you are worshiping Allah. Anywhere you are, see Allah in whatever you are doing. What is now that thing? And stay in peace with the creations of Allah. Sayyidina Jibril, he told the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, do you know, sometimes I wish I was a child of Ali bin Adam? Angel Gabriel. As angel, chief of angels, to come back to the child of Ali, he said, yes, when I see the reward Allah has put in those that visit the sick, I wish I was child of Adam, so I can have the opportunity to visit the sick. If I see the reward that Allah has put in those that go in between two people to repair what is in them and settle them, I wish I was a child of Adam, so I can do this. If I see the reward of, it will become things that have to do with Islah is that pain. Always let us try not to be problem that will create problems between two people, but we should be those that will solve problems between two people. That is the bad. And when you are in need, ask Allah. Call unto Him. Shout His name. Alone in the room, outside, Allah, Allah, I need this. Allah, Allah, I need this. Sheikh Sharif Salih said, even when you come and you're asking somebody for assistance, you want somebody to help you push your car. Please, sir, my car is stopped. I want you to help me push it. When you are asking Him, face Him, but don't look at Him. Look at Allah. It's Allah you're asking. This person cannot do anything for you. You can ask someone to help you to push your car. If Allah did not put it in his mind, you will not push. You can even be there as you are asking Allah before you even open your mouth. The person will say, ah, please, do you want me to push it for you? Allah has already put it in his mind to assist you. That's why anything you put in your mind also is ibadah.
There are people that they have something in their mind they want to do. Somebody else will come and capturize for you. That's why it is said that Umar bin Hasanati, Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Umar himself, all this is what? It's just one goodness of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Because of what he did. That's why Allah is saying, it only astajib lakum. Inna alladhina yastakbiruna an ibadati sayadkhuluna jahannama dakhira. Call unto me, I will answer you. Those that are too stubborn to call me, they are the ones that are not, are feeling stubborn to worship me. Don't say, my father said he is going to come home, and when he comes, he will buy sweet for me. I even saw the sweet inside. I don't have to ask him if it's mine, he will give me. No, if you forget to beg him for the sweet, immediately you see the sweet in front of you, Daddy, please, this sweet. You know it's for you, but you beg him. That is the good character. Anything you beg Allah, it entered your mind. Who will put it in your mind? Allah. Don't say, if it is good, Allah will bring it to me. Beg him. That's why begging Allah, shouting on Allah, asking Allah, Allah likes it. It's ibadah. Coming to Allah to worship him is ibadah. Being sincere in the cause of worship is ibadah. Listening to Allah alone with your mind and nothing else is ibadah. That's why Sheikh Ahmad Tijani said, anytime you are doing salah or you are doing your awrat, say, try to follow the weddings. Patiently, attentively, and with concentration. Patiently, attentively, with concentration. You are in a hurry to go to where? You are a slave of Allah, you brought it to this world. You had a servant in the house. Ask him, go and clean that camp. He went, he took just a did it very horribly and come back. What is he coming back to? You are the one that gave him a job. You are the one that paid him. So if he comes back, he gives him another job. Can he say no? Let him stay and do that one very well. When you come to Salah, the person of man said, go to Salah, go there gently. Then they say, but when this life you came out, Allah said, hurry. They said, hurriedness means here, leave on time to the mosque. Not that you walk fast. No, leave on time. So by the time you get there, your mind is at rest. When they say Allah Akbar, you have tamanina. When you come to Ruku, you have tamanina. When you arrive, you have tamanina. Tamanina is tranquility of your heart. Don't be saying, say it gently. You hear what you are saying. Let your heart hear what you are saying. If possible, let your soul take what you are saying. If your heart hears what you are saying and takes it properly, it will have effect on your soul and your soul will stand before God. Part of the ibadah is for you to have patience. What Allah asks you to live, live it. Servants of Allah that are worshipping Allah are those that they are on earth. When as they are going, they go in patience. They don't raise their heads. Somebody is doing evil to them. If they don't have to reply to him, they can go. They will just look and just pass. Patience itself is a big form of worship. That's why Allah said, "Inna ma yuqassabirun ajrahum." Those that are patient because of Allah, they get their reward without measure. It's infinite. For you to leave one place because you are not able to worship Allah, to a place you can worship Allah better, is ibadah. That's hijrah. Inna alladhina amanu wa hajaru wa jahadu fi sabilillah. Allah has mentioned their reward. That's why some people, they wish that they don't die in the home of their birth. Because the same way they will measure your food to the mosque, that's the same way they will measure from the place you are going back to where he died. All this, let us try to worship Allah. For Allah, mukhlisina lahu dina. Always worship Allah with sincerity. Give religion to him. Don't give religion to somebody else.
ولقد ضل منكم جبلا كثيرا أفلم تكونوا تعقلون
ولقد ضل منكم جبلا كثيرا أفلم تكونوا تعقلون ولقد فشوف قد أضلنا a lot of them have gone astray. Who? Jibril and Kathira. People of era. Multitudes of hundreds of thousands in an era. Jibril. That's people that are multitude. Kathira, plenty. Is it that people have no intellect to think? Don't you think, and are you not conscious of the history that is past? Don't you hear of people that have succeeded? Don't you ask of what they did to succeed? Don't you hear of people that are of evil of evil? Even today, when we sit down, we hear in the first generation of politicians, those that were very rich, how they died. Those that stole money, how they ended up. Those that even put money for their children abroad to school, how their children ended up. Are you hearing it? You, the politician. You, the children of Adam, you are hearing people like Abu Jahl, people like Abu Lahab, people like Ubayy bin Khalaf. What are we talking about them today? How they are disrespected to the Prophet. You think you can do it today and get away with it? All this, Allah is telling us. You are hearing us talking of people of paradise now, talking of people of hell. Then all this put it together and arrange yourself to be. وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْقِلُونَ. Out of you, a lot of multitudes in thousands as a nation in the past era, they have gone astray. Will you also go astray today, you that you are listening to, to their history and you are listening to the future?
هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. اصلوها اليوم بما كنتم تكفرون.
هذه جهنم التي كنتم به تكذبون. اصلوها كنتم توعدون. اصلوها اليوم بما كنتم تكفرون. الله is telling this book. ولقد أضل منكم جبلا كثيرا ولم تكونوا تعقلون. On the day of judgment, it will be told to them. هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون. All the time you are saying, متي هذا الوعد؟ متي هذا الوعد؟ When is the promised time? هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون. He used to tell you that you enter hell. You say you do not believe in it. This is it today. Islam had you enter it today. If I could put up for all that you used to do in denial and disbelief, do it today again. Let us see.
اليوم نكتم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون.
اليوم نكتم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. الله تبارك وتعالى is telling us now where this has happened. Some of them will want to stand up again and start telling lies like they used to tell lies in this world. مَا كُنَّا مُشْرِكِينَ. We do not accept partners with you, Allah. If you are so rich, we will not worship all these things. As they are doing it, that is a wait. أَلْيَوَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَقْوَالِهِمْ. Allah said, today we are going to make their mouth to be sealed. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ. I will make their hands to talk. وَتَحَشَّدُ what we call limula ayyihim wa tashad arjuluhum, and their legs will bear witness bima kanu yaksibun, all things that they used to earn with distance. Allah gave you the whole of your body, your hearing, your sight, your mind. These are the major gifts he gave you. Allah wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum la ta'lamuna shay'an wa ja'alakum as-sam'a hearing والأبصار sight والأفئدة and mind إلا ما تشكرون little due distance. And for these three things to work effectively, he gave you an army and laborers to work with them. The hands, the legs, your body, all was given to you. This world
You can't come to this world except you are in this body. This body that you are seeing, this speech that you are talking, you are able to talk, is not a small gift. When you see a tarred road, know that it is meant for cars, buses, and trailer. Don't go in the center of it and check it. If you want to be on that road, go and look for the vehicle meant for that road, enter it. The jinn, they know for you to talk in this world, for you to do a lot of things, you need the vehicle for this world. That vehicle is a human being. When they are tired of staying, they go and seek a human being, enter his body and use it, the vehicle. That's why Allah is telling us that thing. That day, your mouth will be kept shut. Alam naj Allahu ayyin, wa lisana wa shafadayn, wa hadaynahu najdayn, the legs will come. So, this way we used to go to. You see them talking, sir? You'll be asking, lima shahidtum alayna? You are not back one bearing witness against us. Our legs that it is for us, it's not for you. Allah gave me to you. I've come back to Allah. أَنْتَكَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَكَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَهُمْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَوَلَّ مَرَّةٍ. I, the one that makes anything that he wishes to talk, the one that is making us to talk. From the first instance, he is the one who created you and gave us to you. Your leg is not for you. It's there to serve you. But it has always led to Allah, not you. But today, he asked, whatever you ask him to do, let him do it. If you stand now and say, leg, we are going to hurt you. You take it. Leg, we are going to the bus, he will take you. The same thing is, he doesn't say, leg, I'm going to a war house, he will follow. He's asked to obey you. The same thing with the hand. The hand will say, I did this one, I took this one, I did this one, I carved my tasbihi, I did my tasbihi, I was holding the mushaf, I was doing this. The eye will say, I was looking at the Quran. If it was looking at haram, I look at this haram, I did this. Look is ibadah. If you look at the Quran, just looking at it is ibadah. A lot of reward is needed just to look at the Quran. If you are looking at Kaaba is ibadah. There's a lot of reward in it. If you are looking at your parents, it's ibadah, just to look at your parents. If you see a scholar of Allah and you are looking at him, it's ibadah. If you are looking at the creations of God, contemplating on it is ibadah. There are things that when you do, they are ibadah. If you are also looking, taking your eyes, and you are looking at what Allah did not ask you to look at, He has given you permission to look at millions of things, and He has asked you to look at few things, very few. Those are the few things you look at. Then, your eyes that day will tell Allah what you are using Him to do. Even the art will talk. Even the books will talk. What is wrong with the earth and everything is coming out? That day, it will also give information of what it contains. Such and such a day, this person was staying on me and praying to Allah and asking Allah for this. Such and such a day, this person was staying on me and committing crime and doing this. Such and such a day, this person opened me and buried evil in me. Such as all this. All that is written, all of them will come out. And the book too will bear witness. So, on the day of judgment, it is all the things that Allah created that will bear witness for you or against you, including your body, including everything of your body. Today, your nails, when they are put, what do? You remove them. They have recorded your work. They have recorded your work. Just like chips, they have recorded. Your hair, do they grow or not? They grow. They have recorded your work. When you are growing old, the hair will start reducing because there is less work to record. So even you are the one recording everything you are doing. Your nails are recording, you remove it, they will go to the ground. They wait. Your hair is recording what you are doing, they will wait. Your eyes too are recording everything, they will wait. All that you are earning, it will be said to you and that day. You will sit down, you will be hearing, then your mouth will be sealed. People will look at you and say, you deserve more than hell. May Allah forgive all of us.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen our faith.
Amen.
May Allah forgive all of us.
Amen.
We have lost some brothers. But we lost the chairman of Majmua al-Ahbab just I think today. May Allah forgive him.
Amen.
I want all of us to recite one party, I couldn't love 11, 11, 40, 10. May Allah forgive all our dead ones.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen us in this country.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen those that are assisting Islam,
Amen.
Assisting this country that we are saying. May Allah accept our works in this Ramadan.
Amen.
He accept our prayers.
Amen.
May Allah weaken those that are bringing problems for us in this country.
Amen.
May Allah reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi
Wasallam.
May Allah reward all our scholars.
Amen.
May Allah make us to see the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this world and hereafter. May Allah make us to end this world with kalima shahada in our mouth. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah al-Alim. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. إن صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح خاتم ما سبق ناصر حق الحق وهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره من كارك العزيز سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Thank you.
Exactly what I want.